proclamation number 6479 dated the February 18th, 1956. With a Lord, 1,000 years are as one day. Infinite periods of time will still pass by until all works of creation, the whole material world which shelters unredeemed spiritual substances, can be dissolved, until everything of a material nature has spiritualized itself, until everything that had become imperfect has achieved perfection again. Infinite periods of time will pass by. But with the Lord, 1,000 years are as one day, for he exists forever and ever. To him any length of time is like an instant. Yet for the imperfect spiritual being it takes infinite periods of time until it reaches perfection again. But then the time of retransformation will also seem to it like an instant. And thus you humans can rest assured that the earth, too, will continue to exist for an endless time in order to serve its purpose of helping people to attain childship to God. You can believe that time and again people will populate this earth and that therefore an end of the creation work earth cannot be spoken of yet. However, you can just as confidently believe that the earth will time after time change itself again, i.e., renew itself, that it will have to be repaired time and again in order to comply with its task, and that this will repeatedly take place after certain periods of time, although the process of development will be far from completed and you cannot speak of an end of the world, if you thereby understand the complete cessation of all earthly material creations. As yet countless spiritual beings are still waiting for salvation. Only a very small portion of the once fallen spirits have been redeemed and returned to God. As yet the greater part is still subject to judgment, i.e., it is bound in all kinds of creations. And all these bound substances must still reach the stage as a human being and be allowed to embody themselves as a human being on earth. And this is why the earth will repeatedly arise and you once such a developmental period begins to slow down. But the emergence of a new earth always signifies the total transformation of the earth's surface, an end for the people inhabiting the earth, apart from a few whose earthly process resulted in their maturity. And this is why humanity also has to be informed of an approaching end. It is to be explained to them what it entails because they don't want to and cannot believe in the domination of the entire creation of the world and you'll be unable to refute their arguments against it. It is, however, irrelevant for people as to whether an end of the world is possible. They shall only get used to the idea that their end is imminent. That this planet Earth will go through a transformation to which people will fall prey, even if it still takes forever until the Earth has one day spiritualized itself completely. As yet this point in time has not arrived and yet the human race is facing its end, because an orderly continuation of development for the spiritual beings on Earth necessitates a disintegration and renewed transformation of the creation and this will always take place within certain periods of time. This knowledge can only be spiritually conveyed to people and will therefore find little credence. And it will be even less believed the closer it gets to the end. Because people's ignorance is also a sign that the soul's higher development on earth begins to falter, that people no longer reach the degree of maturity they are intended to and would be able to reach, or they would understand God's plan of salvation. For an infinitely long time to come the earth will still remain a place of education for the lowest fallen spirits. But it will always have to be repaired anew in order to achieve the maturing of the spiritual substances in accordance with the divine plan of salvation. Time and again new human generations will populate the earth, for God himself will lead the people to the newly formed earth from whom such generations shall arise, who, at the end of a period of salvation, are close to their perfection, so that every epoch will start again in utmost harmony with God and striving for unity with him, and that then it will also be guaranteed that people will reach perfection and return as blissfully happy and illuminated spiritual beings to their Father of eternity. Amen.